This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending March 22nd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 240.16, which was almost steady with the previous week, but it had been $4 higher early in the week. There were 622 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 9% of the total volume. Daily cutout volume improved later in the week as the prices began to drop. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, was at $237.68, and that was $6.94 higher. The total reported box beef volume was 6,593 loads, which was 125 loads less than the previous week. Exports were at 722 loads, which was down 50 loads, and were about 11% of the total sales. The formula trade was at 3,514 loads, and that was 124 loads higher than last week. It was about 53% of the total loads sold during the week. And those outfront sales, they were at 1,143 loads, which was 295 loads less than the previous week. The big items this week were about 3 million pounds of brisket, round, and chuck products, which sold at $19 to $27 below the current formula market. However, there were more middle meats sold for the upcoming grilling season. There was almost 1 million pounds of ribs and loin products that sold from $46 to $159 above the current trade. When we took a look at the spot trade for the primal cuts, the trade was mixed, with the outside primal showing weakness and the middle meats were higher, as would be expected as we start the preparing for the upcoming grilling season. The outside primals, which are rounds and chucks, they were steady to $9 lower, while the middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were $2 to $9 higher. Grinding products were lower, and 50% trimmings dropped $12 by Friday. The cow cutout was $3 higher, making it about $29 higher since the beginning of February, and 90% trimmings were over $4 higher also, after climbing $44 since the beginning of February. The finished cattle trade was steady to $2 higher at $150 to $152. Dress prices were $1 to $2 higher at $241 to $242. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,252 pounds, which was 1 pound lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,224 last year. Weights continue on their normal seasonal decline, but not near as fast as they did last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending March 8th was 5 pounds lower at 858 pounds. But that compares to 860 last year and only 843 pounds for the previous five-year average. Carcass weights are following their normal seasonal decline and normally bottom about the end of April or the first week or May. The choice select spread was $6.50, which was over $2 higher than the previous week, and usually spreads more as the demand for choice middle meats picks up in advance of the upcoming grilling season. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.